The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. That's good.
How, yeah. That's all you can do.
Anything new? How's the weekend?
Well, as people are hearing this, of course, we've just passed Valentine's weekend, so hopefully I didn't fuck anything up.
You had stuff planned, though, where you're, like, super romantic and cute?
Got dinner reservations. And, yeah, it's hard to get Valentine's dinner reservations because every asshole in the world plans it months in advance and then just doesn't do anything the rest of the time. And the other thing that happens is things that are normally a certain price are suddenly exponentially more expensive.
Oh, definitely.
Because they just call it a moonlight cruise, it's now a lover's romantic Valentine's moonlight cruise, which means it costs another $50 a person. So everything is way more expensive, too. So it just gets really stupid and ridiculous.
Perks of being single.
Yeah, you don't have that.
No. I remember one year, it was like, this was like a couple years ago, but this was the girl that ended up giving me the hamster. But
sure.
We were in this like weird, like that talking sort of like getting to know each other phase. Like nothing's official.
Right.
But we weren't officially dating either. So it was kind of like, we didn't, like Valentine's Day, didn't know what to do. So I ended up giving her a little stuffed Boo, the dog animal thing, and then a book she wanted to read. And I was like, well, like happy awesome day. I was like stupid with this. I was like happy awesome day, like because I don't have, like I guess today is like the day you tell someone that someone you think is awesome or something. Like it was stupid and it was cheesy, and that's the most. And it was like, I picked a pink highlighter because that's the only thing I had in my house at the time to write with, and a piece of computer paper. And I was like, this is good. But I never actually had been with someone, so I had to like do that whole Valentine's Day thing. That was like the extent of it. And from my experience, sounds good.
Well, if you're with someone who's a little bit practical and pragmatic, other than maybe going out to dinner or doing something special, you can like move it to a different day, so it's not going to kill you in terms of finances. Because although there are some people who are like, if it's not on Valentine's Day, it doesn't count. It has to be on Valentine's
Day. That's stupid.
It kind of is, because it's a made up holiday.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
They all are, but this one was made up by the card company.
Like this one's like straight up made up, because this has nothing to do with St. Valentine, or like, and then there's the Valentine Massacre. Am I making this up? I think, no, the St. Valentine.
No, there is a St. Valentine's Day Massacre, like, but that has nothing to do with the card industry.
No, it doesn't, but I'm just saying like everything with that's attached to this is not necessarily like, I mean, to the props to those that are celebrating and actually doing something cute, I guess. But yeah, dinner reservations at this time, I'm surprised you even got any.
I was able to get dinner reservations at, I called a few different places and did not get in. But I was able to get in at, we went to Luca on J Street.
That's Luca.
Luca is, you don't know what Luca is?
Dude, I don't leave my house. I only leave my house to come to this
podcast. How long have you lived here in the Sacramento area?
Okay, that, I, since I was like five, but that doesn't count.
It kind of does. It is a restaurant. They've got American food, but it's got, they've got a variety of different things. So they've got really good steaks. It's not a steakhouse though. They've got Mediterranean food. They've got, so there's some Italian food in there. They just do a lot of things really, really well. And it's sort of fancy, but not, if you were to show up on a regular day wearing jeans, they're not like, oh my God, what are you doing here? So, yeah, it's a nice place. It was apparently one of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's favorite hangouts when he was governor.
Is it a cafe? No, it's a restaurant.
It is a restaurant. It's okay. A sit down restaurant, and it's really nice. It's right near, if you're in Sacramento and you're on J Street, it's between 16th and 17th.
Because there's this cafe or restaurant, I can't remember, it was so many years ago, but my friend from high school we were friends for a very brief, short period of time. Like, I don't even remember her name anymore. Okay. I remember what she looks like. Don't remember her name. But her mom had this restaurant. And that's why I was like, that kind of sounds familiar. I don't know if that's hers. But it could be. It could be. Or it was a cafe or a restaurant or something. Because she was saying that, like, because I remember the governor used to go there a lot. That's.
Well, he went a lot of places. Yeah. But yeah, this was.
But it's that name sounds familiar. That's why I was like, oh, shit, maybe. They just brought me back to high school. That's the only. That was the only point to that story. Nothing else.
But here's what happened. So I put in for the reservation and online. So I checked. Okay, let's see if I can get it at 5 o'clock. Because I know I'm not going to get it at like 6 or 7 or, you know, I'm not going to get it in prime time. So I click 5 o'clock and it tells you where the nearest open reservation is to 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it was 4:30. And I said, that's no good.
That's old people dinner.
That's no good. 4:30 dinner is no good. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go later. I'll put in 8 and see what I get on the other end. And I put in 8 and I was able to get a 9 o'clock reservation. So 9 o'clock dinner reservation isn't bad.
That's not bad at all. I mean, there's stuff you can do before that and then you could have dinner and then you could just come home and chill. I actually would like to have a late dinner on Valentine's. God damn it. I'm going to put up a Craigslist ad and ask for a girlfriend now. Like, I'm like thinking about
it.
Valentine's Day? Yeah, I was like, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, you know what? I actually would like to do that on Valentine's Day.
You might get to go to Chipotle.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
You're not going to get a reservation.
No, fuck that. I'll make my own reservation. No,
Well, make your own reservation wherever there just aren't going to be any. That's
Chipotle.
The thing. Chipotle. You might be able to get into Chili's.
Dude, fuck that. I'd rather go to Chipotle. No, we'll see what happens. I'm actually, I don't know if I'm actually going to do this, but there's a lesbian night in San Francisco on Saturday that's called Cockbox. It's like the first or second Saturday of every month. And this Saturday, the only reason I'm going to go is because... Well, I had a show, so I thought I was going to be in the city, but I guess I'm not on the show anymore. But I want to go because they are doing an NSYNC BSB night.
Okay.
And for the inner schoolgirl in me, like teenager, well, I was a little younger than a teenager when they came out, but I was super excited.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever floats your boat. I mean, it's whatever you want to do to have fun.
But then I don't know if there's going to be like just super a lot of couples and then I'm just going to get way too drunk by myself. And that's never a good thing.
You know, here's the other thing. There's always plenty of single people. And there are always anti-Valentine's Day parties. And there are bars that cater to the single people who are like, F Valentine's Day. I'm going to say. And basically those are just places to go to hook up. So that you're not
I get
anymore.
Nervous. I had a show last week and this girl comes up to me and like... This is the second time this has happened, and I still don't know how to respond to this. But she's like, yeah, you're really cute. And I just stared at her.
Thank you would be the way to respond.
Well, and then
to
I eventually said thank you, and I think I blushed and I laughed. And then that was the end of the conversation. And I was like, I don't know how to go from here.
Mainly because I
know it's because I'm pretty sure I'm like cuter on stage than I am like in a strange situation. Like if I were to go clubbing. Like, I think I'm cuter on stage because, like, I can make people laugh. But, like, when I'm just talking to people.
Because you don't have to listen? Is that it? You can just talk at people?
Pretty much. I think that's not.
In the one-on-one, you got to listen?
Yeah. Not a huge fan. No, it's, I think I usually when I have to listen, I find the other person unattractive. And so that usually kills it.
There you go. So,
I'm going to be single forever.
Just for future reference, here's what I would do. Here's a way to up your lesbian game.
Okay.
Someone tells you you're cute on stage, say, oh, thank you, and then find something about them to compliment.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
And then you go, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you come in from? Were you right here in town? Did you come in from somewhere else? And that's you start a that's how you start a conversation.
Oh,
that's all game is with women is you want to have a conversation until they feel comfortable enough with you to get naked.
Oh,
there's no big secret to it. That's I've broken the code. That's what it is.
See, I have no problem like making friend conversations, but like to kind of gear the conversation in a way of like, hey, I want
to. You don't necessarily need to do that. You need to be able to read the signals and go. Is she doing the things that women do to show that they're interested?
I don't know what those are.
Let me explain them to you. All maintaining eye contact, sitting close, touching you, like touching your hand like that, just reaching over and doing that and making a point, laughing at everything you say.
But I'm really funny, so it's
kinda I know it's hard. It's really tough.
It's kind of hard to like really pick that out.
Right,
no,
but the physical contact like that, that's what you'll pick up on. As to,
straight girls touch me all the time, but I'm like, no, you guys are just like, I know you're straight and you're just like, you're just really friendly.
Well, if you're in a one-on-one situation, I don't know.
Really?
Well, but
I feel like I'm learning so much from you.
Here's what you should do. Carry on a conversation like that. If the touching is like that, then what you do is just ask them if they want to get out of there and go somewhere else. And that's when the rubber hits the road, because that'll be the point where they'll go, no, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to go home. Or they'll go, yeah, how about we go back to my place or something like that. You give them the opportunity to go, hey, do you want to get out of here? And if they say, oh, yeah, I got to go home, you go, all right, have a good night. And just out. Deuces. Bye.
Okay. I'm learning so much. This is good. I needed this. I need this.
There you go.
Insight in how to be a lesbian.
Well, I could have Kareem teach you how to pick up on women later.
No, Kareem is like, I remember like we had dinner one night and he was like telling me stuff and I was just looking at him. I was like, damn it, dude. I didn't bring my notepad. So, like he's boss man.
Well, that's what he's laying out there.
He's just like a lot of the guys that I talked to that do have like that, that I've been talking to about, it's just like it's that kind of same mentality of like you're not afraid, like rejection isn't like a rejection, it's just like whatever.
No, because here's the thing, you have to go into it like you're talking to people, and as soon as you, here's the little secret about women, and this isn't always, but this is often the case, especially when you're talking about someone under 30 who's sort of playing in the game and dating and doing whatever. If you seem too into them, like you need them, you really, really need them too soon, that's no fun for them.
That's so true.
Because it's about the thrill of the chase. Now, you in this situation are taking on the role of the guy, and because of the type of women that you're attracted to. So it's the chase. And so women are going to play hard to get, and they want someone who's going to pursue them, but not be like, I must have you. I must have only you.
My precious.
So don't believe anything from a movie, because it's nonsense. Unless it's Swingers. You can believe Swingers.
I need to watch Swingers.
You need to watch Swingers.
That's the funny thing. I don't chase. It just kind of happens. It's kind of a weird thing. I need to learn how to chase. That's what my friends tell me. Yeah. I need to learn how to chase. But I've been chased, and I like don't like it.
Right, because you're
I'm such an asshole.
You're the guy in the relationship. You are wired more like a guy. The more femme lesbians that you're interested in are going to be wired more like, and I don't mean girl, guy, whatever. I just mean the way your brain is wired and the way you see romance is just, in comparison to a straight couple, you are wired more like a guy, and the women that you're interested in are going to tend to be more wired like a traditional heterosexual girl.
Yeah, it's
which is why you are got a lot of straight girls like that. So you just got to sort through them.
Oh man, it's
meeny, miny, mo.
It's the social construct. I don't have a problem when people say like, oh, you're like acting like a guy or a girl. Like, I'm not really that super PC, which is like, it drove my sociology teachers crazy. But I was just never into it. It was like the social construct of gender roles. It's a thing. It's a real thing. It's easy to explain. So, yeah, I am kind of the guy, but I'm also like a girl.
Of course.
I'm super sensitive and all that. But that I've noticed that with like a lot of the butch lesbians. They're super feminine on the inside. Like,
it's a front.
It's a really big front, and it's really funny to watch.
But at a certain point, and what you probably should do is talk to lesbian couples and talk to them about how they got together and who was the pursuer and how did that work, and just sort of see how that is. You learn from other people's experience. And I can tell you how it works with straight girls, and that there's all sorts of variables in that too, but in terms of lesbian couples, that's something you're gonna have to talk to lesbian couples about. Yeah. And sort of sift through there.
My experience is get drunk and then hook up after we've been friends for like 2 days or something like that.
And that's great when you're 22.
Oh man, I look 22. Is that?
Well, if that's how you want to be, if you want to be a 22-year-old, then that's great.
God, I do not want to grow up, though.
It's how do you feel? How do you feel with yourself? Do you feel like this is... Because if you're cool with that, I'm not going to be the one to tell you that you shouldn't do that. But if you're not cool with that, then you need to look at how to break out of that and do something different.
You know what's funny? You're like, this is like a therapy session, and I'm sitting on your couch.
With my cat.
Yeah, this is a total therapy session.
Maybe. You could watch Flavor of Love. Flavor.
My favorite.
Maybe what you need is we need to create a reality show where lesbians try and woo you, like the Lesbian Bachelor.
Dude, that's one reason I remember
Pong House.
When I first started golf, I was like, I want to be super famous so I can be on a reality and they could just tell me who to date. Like, that's how famous.
Well, and those always end really well, too.
Yes. They end in true, true love, which lasts like a week and a half, maybe. But that's because the television producers tell them they can't be, like, together in public for, like, 6 months or something.
Right, during all of the post-production time and all the lead-up. Yeah, that's part of it. Part of it is they were jammed together on a TV set, and the one main person was having sex with a bunch of other people. And
that sounds amazing. I mean, what?
Well, yeah, if you're that one.
No,
but
I'm not.
The people on the other side aren't really that amazing with it, usually.
Yeah,
like,
probably not.
Because at a certain point, there's going to be a territorial aspect to it.
Oh, there is. Bitches get cray. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I watched Rock of Love. I know how it goes.
Oh, Tila Tequila was the best because she was bi. And so she had the girls and the guys. And that shit was intense. That shit was hella funny.
It was just absolutely nuts.
It was so good.
All right. Hey, by the way, for you, if you like your free therapy session, here's how you can help support this show and any other show you hear on NateDarlingShow.com. Just go to a website. You might be there now. Look up at the top. There's a Shop Amazon tab. Click that, and it'll bring you right to Amazon. And then shop it like you normally would there. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. So thanks.
Thank you, and please.
Yeah, we got bills to pay, yo. So, what did you want to talk about here first? The
we can talk about the, what was the other one I sent you?
The jailbreak.
Oh, which one do you want to talk about?
You know what? I've talked about the cam girl who was masturbating in the Oregon State University library before. So
did we the follow up one? Because I remember we did the one where they like, that's why I found it, because it was we did the one where we talked about it, but I can't remember if it was like the follow up one included.
Well,
yeah. It's essentially the same.
It's essentially the same thing. She's facing charges and could be a $6,000 fine. And
she actually admitted that she thought this was going to lead to like modeling, like real shit.
Well, yeah.
It was like cute and sad because it's like I would understand that this was like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, she's
maybe early 2000s.
She's just a dumb 19-year-old with big tits.
Yeah, it was.
And God love her, because, you know, God love her. But, you know, she's using what she has while she has it to try and get ahead.
Yeah,
she was a student at Oregon State University, and she has since dropped out before this all came to light. So it wasn't like this scandal erupted and then she dropped out. Yeah.
But she dropped out Oregon State. I mean, she probably had a good reason for it, but if you're already doing this cam shit.
Well, what she said was, I knew that eventually everyone would see everything about me and see me naked. I just didn't think it would happen so fast and have my actual name on it.
You see, this is what cracked me up about this article. It was just like her mindset.
Yeah.
That she actually admitted out loud.
Well, yeah. There's video evidence. It's pretty clear.
Like you said, God bless her.
Yeah, there she is, blown as a picture of her blowing a bubble with her.
God bless her.
Wearing a tank top with her boobs hanging out. So, good luck to her.
Yeah, best of luck. Finding a job after this one is going to be...
Cam girl?
Yeah. Best of luck, sweetie. Best of luck.
It's a job you can do from home. All you need is an internet connection and a laptop with a camera built in.
A lot of people would kill to work from home.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you hit all sorts of fetishes, too. You're Asian, Asian, lesbian. There you go. You
get... I think that's my next thing. That's you can see me.
You can promote. And you do comedy. So you can make people. No one with a boner wants to laugh. Just know that. So if you're if you're dealing with the guys section, no one with a boner wants to laugh.
Yeah, I think I'll just stick to the girls section and like just and tell them jokes.
And I'm pretty sure no really horned up chick wants to laugh either.
No, I think I'd be real if I can't talk to a girl like just to start up a normal conversation. I really doubt that I can like do well on this camp thing.
But and by the way, it is my ultra feminist side that calls them, and I quote myself, horned up chicks. So you're welcome for that.
Keeping shit equal.
In Brazil, I don't know who is guarding this jail in Brazil, but they ended up naked and handcuffed.
It's
and passed out with all the prisoners gone.
Brazil is a very fascinating country.
It is. They speak Portuguese. They've got wonderfully round butts and tiny bikinis.
There was a news article about how like the prostitutes in Brazil were preparing for the World Cup and teaching themselves English.
Well, that's a good idea.
They're very smart over there.
Hey, the Olympics are coming to Rio as well.
And they already know English.
Sure.
So. Just for the tourists.
So 28 inmates escaped from a Brazilian jail after three women in fantasy police costumes seduced prison wardens. Police found three wardens naked and handcuffed inside the Nova Mutum public jail. That's in central Brazil. The morning after the mass breakout, the women reportedly drugged the prison guards by giving them spiked whiskey after convincing them to take part in an orgy. That's according to investigators. Inmates.
I wonder how much convincing it took.
Well, if you got whiskey and, I don't know.
If you see these outfits, probably not too much.
Well, yeah, and it says policia on, so I guess they assume they were other members of the force. Inmates then left the prison through the main doors, even taking with them some guns and ammunition from the prison caches. Police later found a bag of lingerie and a dominatrix police uniforms believed to have been worn by the temptresses. The photos of the naked wardens believed to have been leaked by amused police officers who found them had been shared thousands of times on social networking sites. The three women, one of them reportedly the girlfriend of one of the prisoners who escaped, arrived at the prison at 3 a.m. on Thursday morning. That should be your first red flag.
Yeah, I thought, why do they even have visiting hours? See, everything about this.
And asked to be let in to, quote, chat and drink.
Which they allow.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. Come on in, let's chat and drink. Prison guards reportedly obliged and were soon persuaded to leave their posts, accompanying the girls to the staff sleeping quarters. Aha! After drugging the wardens, the women handcuffed them, took their keys, and unlocked all the prison cells. That's according to the police chief. She told the news conference the plan was to seduce them. They served them cheap whiskey with some substance to knock them out, then unlock the central gate, which accesses the internal cells. Whoever wanted to escape left by the front door. So from the moment they drank the whiskey, the agents don't remember a thing. One was found dizzy, trying to wake up. Another slept for the whole afternoon and couldn't even be questioned. The inmates took three 12 caliber rifles, the shotguns, two 38 caliber revolvers, and some ammo. The escape was apparently planned by the boyfriend of one of the women. Bruno Amorim, who's 18, was serving time for attempted murder, robbery, and firearms possession. Everything indicated that he planned and executed everything with the help of his girlfriend. She said the police chief said the three prison officers has been arrested and charged with facilitating a jailbreak and culpable embezzlement because of the theft of the firearms. Now, eight of the 28 prisoners have been recaptured as of the reading of this article, as police have launched a massive operation to track them down. One inmate was found wandering around the center of town in a drunken state holding one of the stolen rifles. Well,
I mean, if I just got out of prison, I'm good. Actually, yeah, I got really drunk.
Yeah, I'm just going to wander around the street with a rifle. Hello, officer. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm just out for a walk from jail? I'm just. I want to do it.
I like how the guards got arrested too.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be that,
it's basically being arrested for being stupid.
Yes, there should be more of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like this actually makes me happy. This is why. Brazil is doing things right. I feel like in the States, that should be a thing, too. If you're stupid, you should get arrested and make up charges, like legit charges.
You think we have an overcrowding problem now. Jeez.
Oh, God. That's true.
Yeah.
That is really true. Never mind.
It would be bad times in the jail cells.
That's great, though. I don't know why they thought, like, you know, I think the very first clue is that women would just randomly want to come in just to like have sex with them, basically.
Dear penthouse forum, I was at my job as a prison guard, and you won't believe what happened. All right, Diana, let's bring this puppy home.
Fucking hell! I forgot another. I had one last night when I was drunk. Yeah, I was super drunk, and I had a really smart one, and it was slightly controversial. But then I obviously was too drunk to write it down.
I see. Wow.
That should be it. Don't drink too much. I think I have a drinking problem.
That is entirely possible. I think I have a drinking problem. You know what? Hold on. Because of that, we're going to go out on a song that will make you want to drink. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I was going to bring a bottle of wine, but I was like, I can't go through a whole bottle of wine in a podcast.
Not without a designated driver.
No.
That would not be good.
It probably would be really bad. But then I was like, well, maybe I could just leave this bottle of wine, put it in a bottle. Okay, actually, every idea that I'm going to say out loud is stupid right now. Okay. But I was like, either I can put it in a container and it can be my travel bottle of wine. If I go to places, I could just leave it in the trunk.
So you'd have a sippy bottle of wine in the trunk.
Yeah. For like when I do the podcast or when I go out to places and then I always have like something on reserve.
I think you might have a problem. If you need a reserve stash of wine wherever you go.
I just really don't like being sober.
Well,
that's probably something you say at a meeting, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. It was either this or meds, so I prefer to just be drunk.
And not only here's how bad it is. Not only am I playing Daughtry to punish you.
I really like this song.
Again, you might have a problem with alcohol. I believe there's a little bit of a hiccup in the music too. So we're gonna call it a day for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Go on home. Don't drink and drive and do silly things.
Definitely don't drive.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Keep a pad of paper and write down all of your brilliant drunken ideas.
I know.
And then revisit them when you're sober. And see how they go.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next Monday with a new Well Hung Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye. Seem to give me another try.